Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Mem. We are up to Sif Yud Daled. We are on the top line of Kuf Tzadi Beis, and we're about to turn on to page 384. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Daled, Hamidabik Niyoros Ooros Bekolon Shel Sofrin VeKayotzebo. One who attaches together, he glues together papers or leathers with some kind of glue that is used by Sofrim, or something similar. Hareza toledes tofer v'chayiv. That is a tolda of sewing, and he is chayiv v'chatas. V'chein ha-mefarek n'yaros tevukin. So too, if one separates papers that are attached, o'oros tevukin, or pieces of leather that are attached, v'lo niskavin l'kalkel b'vad, and he does not intend to be destructive alone, Hareza toledes korea v'chayiv. That will be a tolda of korea, of tearing, and he'll be chayiv. That's the Mechaber. Says the Mishaburis of Katamendez, so attaching pieces of paper or pieces of leather with some kind of glue, that's a tolda of tofer. Umistabra deshiru gamkein kemoba tofer. The shiuro gamkein kemoba tofer. It makes sense to say that the shear that will be mechayiv you is the same shear that you'll be chayiv for sewing. The hainu shear based tfiros l'chiruv. That would be the shear, the size of two stitches for chiyuv. The same way by sewing is two stitches. So to over here, if you do that size, you will be chayiv. The ayin bebir alocha. Sifkotan mem gimel. Bilvad. We said in the Mechaber, if you want to detach papers or leathers that are attached, so then you will be chayiv if you are not niskavin l'kalkal alone. Says the Mishabura, Elo bishvil eza toeles. You don't only have in mind to be destructive, rather you have some kind of benefit in mind. Afshalon niskavin bazek kedei ledabkam obioser. It doesn't have to be that you're tearing in order to glue it back together better. It doesn't have to be that that is the tikkun that you have in mind. Mikomokom chayiv mishum koreya. As long as there is some benefit that comes out of it, you will be chayiv because of tearing. Delo ba'inam b'koreya dafka amanas litvor. Like we said already a few times, you do not need koreya specifically amanas to re-sew it. Ela bishvil eza tikkun. It just has to be for some constructive purpose. Kedei shelo yehe makalkal. As long as it's not makalkal, you will be chayiv. The imchavin l'kalkal b'vad. But if your intention is just to be destructive, pater va'aser l'chadchila, you will be pater from achatos, but you will be aser to do it l'chadchila, kekol mekalkalin the Shabbos, like any other malacha, when you do it in a destructive manner, it lowers it from a deraisa to a derabanan, but it still is aser derabanan. So almanas l'sakin, or having any other kind of tikkun in mind, will make you chayv achatos. If it's only mekalkal, you'll be pater avil aser. Sifkotan memdalid, Hareza toledes korea v'chayiv. So if your kavana is not only for kilkul, that will be a told of korea, you'll be chayiv. Says the Mishabura, v'kol shekein b'korea b'beged b'mekom ha'tfira l'eza toledes t'chayiv. Certainly if you're going to be tearing a garment in a place where it was stitched up for any benefit, you'll be chayiv. If tearing apart papers or tearing apart leather, you'll be chayiv. Certainly if you're tearing on the stitching in order to benefit in some way, you will be chayiv. Sifkot en memhei. And then we're going to see a couple of important bir halachas and an important note. V'chayiv. V'davka bazesh shedibuk zeh nasel kiyum. When are you chayiv achatas for detaching papers or leathers that are attached? It's davka if they were attached for a lasting reason. To be a kiyum. Aval heicha shenidbuku hadapim la'adadi al yidei shava. But if the papers just got attached by accident through some dripping of wax on them, o bishasak shira, or when you were tying together the papers, somehow they got attached, mutar lefascha, then you are allowed to open them. Kemosha kosav simin shin yudalad sivyud, kevan delo nasilakiyum. So very important, the Mishabura is saying over here, that the only time there will be an iser and a chiyuv chatas for tearing is tearing things that were planned to be together. If it just happened on its own and you open it, that is not going to be the iser daraisa of tearing, it's mutter. Kol shekein hocho denasa memele below miskavin. Certainly this case that happened on its own without any kavana, it's going to be okay. Lefikach eino dome klal lesofer ve'eimbo mishum korea. This is not tofer, this is not korea, it will be mutter. Now there's a very important note over here, that's note number 95. In note 95 he discusses opening a band-aid. So you're taking those little plastic strips off the Band-Aid to get the sticky part open, or opening a diaper. So if you look at note 95, he writes, V'hasaros haniyaros hamadubakim al gabe plasterim, to take off those little pieces that are attached to the Band-Aid, or al gabe sirte hadboka mitsuyim betitulim, or to open up the diapers where they are attached. Seated agonu shomazam narbach, or shomazamin leans to say, she'en ba mishum korea, there would be no iser over here of tearing. It wouldn't be usher. Shekein chibur hanir ledevek lo nase elu kedei lishmur es adevek mili hiskalkil. The only reason why we have those little plastic strips on the Band-Aid is not because we want it attached to the Band-Aid, it's because we're trying to keep the stickiness intact. So we cover it with the plastic. But it's not a kavona that they should really be stuck together. Ach lo kedei lachabram lios guvechar. We're not trying to attach them and make them one guf. The other rabba, the opposite is true. Mataras hadboke hila hafrida mishasa shimush. The whole point is that you plan on detaching them when you want to use the Band-Aid or when you want to use the diaper. Lefikach, therefore, says Rishon Adav Orbach, Einom nechshovim kitfurim yachad. They're not considered sewn together, and you are allowed to detach them. So just like the Mishabur is discussing a case where it wasn't intended for the things to be attached permanently, they just got attached by accident, you could open it up. Here it wasn't attached by accident, but it was only attached having in mind to open it up. It was only for protective reasons, and therefore Shlomo Zalman says it will be mutter. V'chein das lagon of nisa karelis lahakil bazeh. Meidach, on the other hand, there are those who are machmir, and that is the Minchas Yitzchak writes, shenechshav hanir ketofur yachad emokom adovuk. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, that is considered an attachment, and you're not allowed to detach it. V'osr la'asir, you can't remove these little tabs. V'chein das lagon of Yashiv. Rav Yashiv also says usr. So Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter, these other poskim say that it is usr. Back to the Mishabura. So even though we said if the papers get attached by accident, you are allowed to detach them, it's mutter. But if they got attached even by accident in a place where there are letters, so then you obviously can't separate. That's going to be a problem of erasing. So you buy a new sefer, and as we all have seen, sometimes the pages are attached and you have to separate them. So if you got a sefer that the papers are attached, they were never opened up from before Shabbos, yesh bohem chiyuva, that will be a chiyuv chatos to open them on Shabbos, v'afilu ayidei eino yehudi aser. Even to ask a guy to cut open these papers is going to be forbidden. We'll see exactly what the iser is shortly. Mishen nestabchu bigodu bakotzim, one who got his clothes stuck in thorns on Shabbos, mafrishan bitzina, so in private he can detach it, ubenachas, and gently, shelo yikara, so it shouldn't tear, v'imnikra nikra, and if the clothes tear as you're trying to get the thorns out, so they tear, but it's davar shein v'skavin, you are allowed to do it, that's not considered an iser of Korea. V'chein mutter lilbosh begadam chadoshim, you're also allowed to wear new garments, even though there's a concern that maybe some of the stitching will tear when you put on a new garment. Then nikra nikra, again, if it tears, it tears. She'enu miskavin l'kriya. In that case as well, your intention is not to tear. Upotzin egozin b'matlis. You're allowed to crack open nuts in some kind of cloth. Hainu shemakel amatlis kedei l'shabrim. You put a nut inside a cloth, and then you smash it from the outside to open up. And what might happen is, through the nut opening, it might rip the cloth that is over it. Ve'eino choshe shema tikareya. You don't have to be worried that maybe the matlas that's over the nut that's being opened will tear. Because again, that's not your kavana. It's not a psikresha. It's davashin maskavin. That is mutter. So now we're going to look at the biralocha on the third line of page 384. We'll see a couple of lines here, and then we're going to turn the page. Ve'lo niskavin lakalkel. So again, the Mechaber said that if you are separating papers that are attached, or pieces of leather that are attached, v'lo niskavin l'kalkel b'vad, and your intention is not only to be destructive, that will be a told of karea, you'll be chay v'chatas. So says the Bi'alocha, kol zehu loshen ha-Rambam, this is the language of the Rambam, perek yud me'ilcho Shabbos halacha yud. Umashma bibir daito, and the mashmos of the understanding of his mind is, the hodu ba'inam the Gemara korea manas litzvor, that which the Gemara says, to be chayef a koreya, it has to be almanas to resew it. Mishum de'ilav hochi avle makalkel. Because if you're only going to tear and you don't have in mind to fix it afterwards, that will be makalkel. Aval im mechavin letzorech ezed vartikun. But if your intention in tearing it is for some kind of fixing afterwards, afilu b'mechavin shelo almanas litvor. Even if it's not having in mind to resew it, it's another kind of tikun, as we've seen many times, still you're going to be chayev. Ubahachi nicha. Based on this understanding, it's very good. The hichnes haRambam din aposeach beis hatzavar b'Shabbos gamkein bechlal dinei akarei alechiyuv. The Rambam writes the famous case that's brought in Shabbos. I think it's more famous than the Gemara in the beginning of Makkos that talks about a garment that the neck wasn't open and you cut open the neck in order to get the garment on. The Rambam brings this case of poseach beis hatzavar opening up the neck to finish off the garment that you could wear it on Shabbos. The Rambam brings that also in the halachas of Korea that you will be chayiv. Obviously, when you're cutting open the neck of the garment to get your head in, your kavon and opening it is not almanas to resew it. You want to use it as a garment. So that's a classic case of korea that's not almanas litvor, but the korea is for a tikkun reason, so you could wear the garment. Mishun de mesakim b'kriyasu es abegin. Because that tearing of the garment when you're opening it is for a constructive purpose, so you could wear it. And therefore, the Rambam says that is going to be an isser of korea. So that is the chiddush of the Rambam. It's not clear. We'll see in a minute. Rashi argues, but the Rambam brings the case of poseach beis hatzavar as an issur d'orais of korea, even though clearly it's not korea almanas to resew it. It's only korea that is a tikkun itself, and now you're able to wear it. That is an issur d'orais of korea. Now, if you turn the next page to Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the second line says the Chavetz Chaim, "V'lo nisher lanu ki'im levar svaras Rashi." The only thing left for us now is to explain the svara of Rashi, Bedaf Memches in Shabbos. The Kosav, where Rashi writes, the Poseach Beis HaTzavar b'Shabbos, this case that we just discussed, opening the neck of a garment on Shabbos, Chiyuvo hu mishum makah b'patish. Rashi says the Chiyuv is not like the Mashmos of the Rambam that is Korea. The Chiyuv is, you finish off a garment. The garment was not wearable. You make a slit in the neck so you can get it over your head. That's makah b'patish. The mashvilei mono, you made it into a kli. V'lama lo kosav mishum korea amanas lasakin. Fetuch of Eschayim, why doesn't Rashi say like the Rambam that it's an isra of korea amanas lasakin? After all, you're tearing and there's a constructive purpose. Now you can wear the garment. So why is Rashi avoiding the isra of korea? Says the Chavetz Chaim Echidish. V'nirali desvarasahu. It appears to me that what Rashi holds is as follows. The lo shayach shem korea. It's not shy of the name tearing, ki'im keshum mekalkel be'es ha'pu'ula. It's only if you are doing a destructive act when you're acting. Your ma'isa is a destructive ma'isa. Ela shehu mechavin b'shvil ezatikun. You're doing a destructive act, but you have a positive thought in mind. Meaning, ke'ein shahaya b'mishkan, like we had in the Mishkan, she'yiriya she'nafla b'adarna, like we saw yesterday. If a worm fell on one of the yirios and it tore it, so korin ba v'sofrenosa. So you tear it nicer up and down, that way you could sew it up better. So you're doing a kilkel, but you're having almanas l'sakin. Sha'kriya mekalkelas as ha'yiriya b'yoser. When you're cutting the yiriya, you're ruining the yiriya. But through your cutting it, you're now able to sew it up better. So that's a korea almanas litvor. That's going to be a chiyav of korea. Umichlal ze korea bechamoso v'almeso. Included in korea, where you're doing a destructive act that's going to have a positive outcome, is if a person tears his garment out of anger to calm himself down, or he tears his garment over a mace to mekayim in the mitzvah of korea. The hakriya mekalkelas abeged. The act he is doing is a destructive act. He's ruining a garment. He's calming himself down, but he's ruining a garment. So that is a case of kilko. That's a case of korea. He's ruining a garment, but there's a positive result. He calmed down afterwards. Elishen nizbav tikun al yidei zeva kanal. So it's a korea zakta chavetz chaim lefi Rashi is a destructive act. You're ruining something, but there is a constructive purpose that will come out of it. Ulafuke, coming to the school, the case of poseach beis hatzavar. Be poseach beis hatzavar b'Shabbos. When you're opening up the neck of a garment on Shabbos to be able to wear it, the mashvile mono the gemar zel yideh psicha gufa. Through cutting the garment, you're able to wear it. You're not destroying anything. When you're tearing a garment out of anger, you destroyed a garment, but you calmed yourself down. So it was a destructive act that brought a constructive purpose. But when you're cutting open the neck of a garment, you can't wear it, you're not destroying anything. It's not a destructive act. It's all constructive. Zatul Chavetz Chaim Lefi Rashi, a constructive act is not Korea. Korea is a destructive act with a constructive purpose, not a constructive act. Opening the neck of a garment so you can wear it is constructive. That's not going to be Korea. Therefore, Ein Chal Al Zeh Shem Korea Klal Zadok Chavetz Chaim, that does not get a Shem Korea. Memela Rashi learns V'chayev Al Zeh Mishum Shem Acher. Therefore, Rashi has to say there's another Isra over here. Dehainu Maka B'Pater Shushab B'Chog Mar Melacha. Maka B'Pater, you're finishing off a garment. You did the final blow of the garment. So there, it doesn't matter. Constructive, destructive, doesn't matter. But Korea, even though the Rambam holds Korea, there's some positive benefit, but he doesn't require that it's a destructive act. Rashi holds, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, it has to be an act that's be'etzem destructive, but with a constructive purpose. When you open the neck of a garment, it's totally constructive. It happens to be you're tearing, but that's not Korea. Therefore, Rashi learns that's going to be an Issa Daraisa of Makabe Patish. One more Bir Halacha that we'll see over here, the last one on page Kuf Tzad Gimel in this Simen. Divrei Maskal Chayiv. It really belongs on the page before. So again, the Mechaber said that if lo niskavin lekalkel b'vad, if you didn't just intend for a kilkel, then tearing the pieces of leather that are together or the papers will be a toledes korei v'chayiv. Zot al chavetz chayim. Ayin b'mishabura b'mashak asafti l'kroa mi'chodesh dapin v'chuli. Look what we just read in the Mishabura, that if you get a new sefer and the papers are attached, and now you're tearing them, that's going to be an Isser Daraisa. The Ayin B'Prima Gadim, what Isser is it? Zok the Prima Gadim, the Mashma Midvarov, the Mishum Korea Amanas L'Sakenhu. You can't read these pages unless you cut them so you can get into them. Therefore, Zok the Prima Gadim, that's Korea. It's Korea, you're cutting Amanas that you can be able to read afterwards. Therefore, the Prima Gadim says the Isser we're discussing, the Mishabur just said it's Usser, did not say the Shem HaIsser. Zok the Chavetz Chaim, the Prima Gadim says it's an Isser of Korea amanas l'sakin. Uledaiti shein tzarech l'zeh. Bezat l'chavetz chayim, we don't need that. The melacha kazu hu nichlal b'shem akev patish. You're finishing up the book. The book's not done. You can't read the book till you cut the papers. So when you cut the papers, you're being over the isra makev patish, you're finishing up a kli. The yadua de darkon shel ha'ogre svarim. We know the way of the ogre svarim, those who are putting together svarim, is la'ayin, to analyze, v'lachtoch l'basof, and to cut at the end, kol ha'dapen ha'mechubarim zelazeh. That's what they do, that's their job. When the sefer comes out of printing, so they make sure all the papers are separated. If not, they cut them. That's how they finish off the sefer. It's makab patish. V'ayin b'masher kasavnu l'mala b'shitas Rashi. Look what we just said in the last bir halacha, in the sheet of Rashi. The heichi dehatiku naset taketh be'esa pu'ula, that at a time where the tikkun happens right away with the ma'aseh you're doing, ein ze bichlal korea. Like we just said before, by posei be'esa tzavar, Rashi explains that's not korea. Because as you're cutting the neck of the garment, it's automatically a tikkun, it's working right away, it's all positive. Rak b'shem tikkun mono, that's only tikkun mono. Tehu makav patish. Ukedepirish Rashi daf mem ches ayin shom. Ubevadai b'inyaneinu gam kein hochi hu. Zot l'chavetz chayim, this case is the same case as the opening up the neck of the garment, when you're cutting the papers so you're able to read them. V'chein kosa b'sever teferis Yisrael. D'yesh b'zem mishum tikkun mono, the Israel over here is tikkun mono. V'efsher degam haramba mode b'inyaneinu d'yesh. It could be the Rambam agrees over here that it's also makav patish, you're finishing up the sefer. Like we wrote in the beginning, the reason why the Rambam says it's Korea, he doesn't mention tikkun mono or makav patish. Could be the Rambam holds that's not the gemar melacha. Even though you open up the neck, now it's usable. But normally they open up the neck and they shake out the garment to remove so many things that don't belong there. Therefore, it could be the Rambam holds over there. That's not the gemar melacha. But everyone would say over here that it is the gemar melacha. Zot al chavetz chaim, according to Rashi, this would be not an issur of korea, because again, it's not a korea. That's a destructive act that comes about something positive later. The act itself is positive. You can't read it. Now by cutting it, you're able to read it. It's like cutting the neck of the garment, being able to wear it. Therefore, Lefi Rashi, that would not be Korea. Like the Prima Gadim says, it would have to be Tikkun Mona Makav Patish. That concludes Simen Shin Mem. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll begin Simen Shin Mem Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.